Lord, thank you so much for Chris. Thank you for the blessing that he is to us here at Christchurch. Thank you that you have been preparing his heart as he wrote his talk. And thank you, Lord, that you are now working in our hearts as we receive the words that you want us to hear. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Beth, and good morning. Lovely to be here with you all. Now, when we say talk, we're talking more activity. There's a little bit of talk there. There's a few things going to happen. Firstly, I think we need everyone who's young to come forward into this space. So if you feel young, you might just come. That's fine. No, come. Let's fill this space. And Noah's going to read for us. Let me find a microphone. Come and stand here. And let's get this at the right height. How's that? That's good. You have to move a bit closer. Let's listen to what Noah's going to read, and then more will become clear.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
Wonderful. No, that's brilliant. Thank you. Now, things will start to become clear. So just like we have prayed and baptized Isabella and prayed that she would grow up in the presence of Jesus and one day come to her own response to Jesus, we're going to think about what it means for Jesus to invite us into a relationship with him. Now, who has noticed over the last few months something up there? Anyone? Yeah, okay, we've seen that. You thought about it, wondered how it might have got there. Do you think you guys can help me bring it down? What do you reckon? Can we do that? Yeah? How are we going to do that? We need some ideas here, don't we? Let's have a microphone. Go on, what ideas? What do you think? No? Have you got one? You got one.
Shoot an arrow at it.
An arrow? We could shoot an arrow. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Form a human ladder.
A human ladder. Now that one is adventurous. Yes. We are there. Go on, how about you?
We order a crane and then we use the crane to get the balloon.
Yeah, okay, I like the idea. Crane in here, yes.
You throw a ton of darts at it.
A ton of darts. Who'd like to throw one of those darts? Yeah, I'm there. This is really good. Go on, we'll get some more.
Buy a trampoline and jump up.
A trampoline, yes. Any more? You've got another one?
Ram a fire engine into the building and then get the fire engine ladder and get the balloon down.
Yeah, well, so a fire engine right in the middle. Yep, I'm liking all of this. Bethia, can you come and give me a hand? Let's do this. We've got a big box here. What do you think? Does this can contain a ladder maybe or a trampoline? I'm not sure. You think it's a box? Okay, what do you think's in it? A lever. You think it's a ladder? Shall we see? Let's see what comes. Let's see what comes out. Oh, another balloon. What do you think we're going to do?
We're going to cut it.
We're going to cut it. Oh, well, send it up there. Should we have two balloons up at the ceiling? We could try that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Now, we've got a big handle here. What do you think will happen when we wind that handle?
It'll go wee.
You think so? Do you want to try? Give it a go. It goes down. Let's keep going. Should we let someone else have a go? Stop there. Go on, keep going, someone else. Oh, yeah, we need some. Oh, down a bit. We managed to go along a bit. Yes, we're there. Keep going. Let's come down. Let's tie that one to this one and we'll leave the two. Leave it there. That's fine.
Magnets. Magnets.
You think it's magnets?
It's magnets.
Well, there you go. Hey. The balloon is down. Well, we can think about what might have happened there. Now, how on earth do you think this relates to the reading that Noah read to us?
I know.
Go on then.
So it's like,
hold on, let's hold that thought. Let's find a microphone. Microphone is here. Go on then.
So it's like the number one is the sinner and Jesus is the heart to help people get be good.
That is awesome. You heard it here. I did not prime you at all, did I? So I said nothing about that. No, there you are. There's the preach. I'm going now. Do you want to give the rest of it? That's cool. So that is the whole point. Jesus goes after the one. You had an idea as well, go on. Did you? No. Okay.
He said, can you pop it?
Can you pop it?
Can you pop it?
We might send it home with someone, maybe. Go on then.
Maybe it's like the one is the sheep and the runaway sheep and the heart is the people that went to find it.
Yeah. The one's the sheep. Yeah, very good. I'm liking all this. Any more ideas? No, I think we're done with the ideas. So, that is the whole point. Jesus goes after the one. I was working it out this morning. So, 36 years and 9 months ago, that's right, Jesus came after me. He spent quite a long time doing it, and he did a lot of that through my father telling me about his relationship with Jesus. And so that time I responded to Jesus' invitation. And you know what? Accepting Jesus as Lord, as Savior, and friend. We prayed those words for Isabella. Is the most wonderful thing anyone can do. We'll find in that moment the invitation into a relationship with Jesus where he is present with us every moment of every day, through every circumstance of life, the high points and the low points. When the road is rocky and hard, we find Jesus with us. When the going is easy, we find Jesus with us. Now, I'm going to invite us to do something maybe a little bit brave. If you have a story of your own about meeting Jesus and enjoying that relationship with him, and you're willing to share it with someone else, just invite you to raise your hand so everyone can see it. If you're willing to share it with someone else. If you're not, that's totally fine. It's totally fine. If you're like, I don't really want to share it at the moment, that's totally fine. Anyone else? Get those hands stretched out. If you're here this morning thinking, I'd just like to hear from someone else what it's like to follow Jesus. You might be going through a really rough patch, just a really hard season of life. You think, I'd just like to hear someone else's story about the presence of Jesus. And just look around. Find one of these people with that hand up. And then when we go for refreshments, just invite you to go and find that person. Now, if you've all identified the same person, we're going to have one really busy person here. Let's hope that hasn't happened. And ask them their story. And let's share our stories. Because my father's sharing his stories about Jesus, and another chap who's a good friend of his, is a big part of what made me realize how much Jesus loved me. And so that's our message. If you don't know Jesus today, his invitation is for you. You're one of those ones. Every one of us is one of those ones. And Jesus comes after us, shows us his love, and invites us into relationship with him. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the wonderful truth of who you are. For your son Jesus, who came, died for us, rose again, conquered death, and invited every one of us into relationship with him. And I pray for every one of us today that we might know your presence with us. Amen. Thank you so much for your help. It's been brilliant. We got the balloon. Couldn't have done it without you. It's brilliant. So well done. I think these guys need a round of applause. Pardon? You still want to pop the balloon? No, we're not going to pop it now.